Have you ever felt like you're constantly busy yet never truly fulfilled? This paradox sits at the heart of modern life. We know what makes us happy, yet we claim we're too busy to do those very things. We're too busy exercising, nurturing relationships, reading good books, or finding moments of silence. But what are we actually busy doing? Just about everything, that means just about nothing, to just about nobody, as Matthew Kelly would say. Despite our economic prosperity, alarming signs reveal our discontent. Skyrocketing depression rates, increasing suicide statistics, and the disturbing correlation between wealth and unhappiness. The solution? Understanding that the meaning of life is beautifully simple: to become the best version of yourself. When we place this purpose at our center, everything makes sense, and the activities that bring sustainable happiness align perfectly with our deepest purpose. Remember that gentle inner voice you heard clearly as a child, the one that made you immensely happy? As we grow, we become distracted by external voices, parents, friends, critics, experts, whose experience seems more authoritative. Gradually, our inner voice fades until we can barely hear it. Yet this voice is our truest guide, with absolutely no self-interest. It cares only about helping us become our best selves. When have you ever followed this voice and been made miserable? To hear this voice again, we must understand our legitimate needs across four dimensions: physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual. Our physical needs include essentials like food, water, and shelter, but also regular exercise and balanced nutrition. Emotionally, we need dynamic friendships with people who challenge and inspire us. We become like those we surround ourselves with. Intellectually, we need a constant flow of ideas that inspire and challenge us. We become the stories we listen to. Spiritually, we need silence, solitude, and simplicity to hear that gentle voice within that counsels us toward our best selves. We neglect our legitimate needs because we're too busy chasing wants, falsely believing that accumulating enough wants will compensate for neglected needs. But you can never get enough of what you don't really need. The difference between wants and desires is meaning. A desire is a want with meaning, things we want because they help us become our best selves. Einstein wrote, "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid." You're capable of doing something better than anyone else alive today. You'll recognize your genius by two signs: joy and timelessness. When hours pass unnoticed because you're engaged in passion, not work. The key to living fully is creating a lifestyle where your needs, desires, and talents exist in harmony. Visualize three overlapping circles: your legitimate needs, deepest desires, and unique talents. At their intersection lies the best version of yourself. Few people experience all three circles simultaneously, but they contain the clues to discovering your destiny. True happiness isn't success, physical pleasure, or fun. These are myths that distract us. Success contributes to happiness only when it helps us become our best selves. Physical pleasure is fleeting, and when detached from our essential purpose, leaves emptiness. Happiness is a byproduct of the journey toward becoming your best self. One of the greatest obstacles to achieving our dreams is minimalism, the mindset that constantly asks, "What is the least I can do?" This attitude permeates work, school, fitness, relationships, and spirituality. The minimalist wants rewards without effort, constantly calculating the minimum required input. This mindset breeds mediocrity, destroys passion, and is the enemy of excellence. The antidote to minimalism is excellence. Throughout history, achievers have escaped minimalism by asking, "What is the most I can do?" rather than the least. Champions don't take shortcuts. Building character requires courage and dedication. By rejecting minimalism and embracing excellence, you move toward becoming your best self. Life has a natural rhythm. Seasons cycle through death and rebirth. Darkness yields to light each day. Waves crash in patterns. Plants grow in cycles, and our hearts beat to their own rhythm. If you discover your own life's rhythm, it will create harmony and balance, birthing a deep peace that allows for your most effective living. Three instruments can help create this rhythm. First, regular sleep, the foundation of energy and renewal. The key to quality sleep is consistency, going to bed and waking at the same time every day. Second, the sacred hour, time dedicated to prayer and reflection that connects you to your deepest self. Whether through meditation, walking, or visualization, this practice embodies the instruction, "Be still and know that I am God." Third, embrace the seventh-day tradition, a day for rest, reflection, and renewal. Like a farmer who allows fields to rest for greater future yields, this practice may seem counterintuitive, but ultimately produces a more abundant life. The path to excellence involves 10 principles that all great achievers follow. 1. Know yourself. Understand your dreams, needs, desires, talents, strengths, and weaknesses. 2. Dream without limits. Don't base decisions solely on currently available resources. 3. Visualize success. If you can't see the shot, you can't hit the shot. 4. Develop a life philosophy, one sentence or idea that sums up your life's focus. 5. Monitor your thoughts. What dominates your mind becomes your reality. 6. Do what you love. Have you ever given your absolute best to anything? 7. Believe in your purpose. You were created for specific work no one else can do. 8. Cherish people. Look beyond preferences and judgments to discover the marvel in each individual. 9. Master communication. Be clear, concise, open, and honest. 10. Never give up. Winners are inspired by failure, while losers become afraid. What elevates someone from success to greatness? Making a difference in others' lives. Most people who achieve this greatness aren't celebrities, but ordinary individuals who dedicate themselves to uplifting others. Making a difference doesn't require grand gestures. Write an unexpected letter. Give flowers for no reason. Tell loved ones how much they mean to you. Everything in life requires courage, from asking someone on a date to battling disease. Fear dominates modern society. Fear of rejection, failure, criticism, change, and even being ourselves. Courage isn't the absence of fear, but the acquired ability to move beyond it. If you knew you had only 1 year to live, what would you do? Make that list and set about accomplishing those things. Not everyone will understand your path. The people who cannot hear the music think those dancing are crazy. Don't let that discourage you. Few have the strength, courage, and perseverance to walk this path, which is what makes them legends, heroes, and saints. Don't let your life be like a shooting star that briefly lights the sky. Let it be like the sun, burning brightly, bringing light and warmth to all. The world needs your light, not dimmed by fear or conformity, but radiating with the brilliance of your best self. Today, choose to dance to your own rhythm and become the person you were born to be.